what it means to say something is merely appearing to mind, or merely appearing by mind. So, I myself, when I think I, yeah, there is I, it exists, but what is it? Simply an appearance. And that appearance is not other than the emptiness of all phenomena. Here we're going to look at a non-duality in a moment. The mere appearance of myself, the true self, the self that actually exists. If it exists, it has to be not other than emptiness. Would you agree? So maybe this is a bit shocking. But reality is emptiness. Only emptiness is true. So if something exists and it's true, then it has to be not other than emptiness. So we have this appearance of I, or appearance of other, appearance of you, appearance of carpet, and so on. These appearances exist, but they don't exist from their own side. These appearances are not other than their emptiness. For example, the carpet. The appearance of carpet is not other than the emptiness of the carpet. It's like the emptiness of the carpet appears as carpet. If we see, so for example, Geshe said, my body, because the real nature of my body is emptiness, when I perceive my body, in reality I'm perceiving the emptiness of my body. Do you want to hear that one again? Because the real nature of my body is emptiness. When I perceive my body, in reality I'm perceiving the emptiness of my body. So all of this Geshe La helps us with this wonderful example of the blue sky, which Geshe La teaches in Mirror and elsewhere too. So in Mirror of Dharma, Geshe La uses the example of the blue sky. This is how we can understand. Something can be an appearance, but not other than emptiness. Think deeply, deeply, deeply about this analogy. I mean, today you can actually walk around and see blue sky. For me, the killer is when you get in a plane and fly up there. You're not surrounded by blue. You're in empty space. There is no blue other than the space of the sky. The sky itself is appearing blue. The blue is not in the sky. Clouds are in the sky, the birds are in the sky, the plane is in the sky. Blue is not in the sky, it is the sky. So if we think deeply about it, we can see something which is by nature empty space, appearing blue. That appearance, blue, and the empty space of the sky, they're not two things, it's one thing. They're non-dual. Do you like that word, non-dual? It's a bit tricky to start with, isn't it? So it's the same. All phenomena are not other than their emptiness. My body is not other than the emptiness of my body. You have my body, which is appearance, mere appearance, and the emptiness of my body, which is empty, and that appearance and that empty are non-dual, they're not other than each other. Geshe says, in fact, it's one object with two names. So this is very beautiful. If we even get a slight taste of this, there's an alternative reality here, but well, it actually is only one reality. This is the reality. The alternative, which is the one we live in and the one we normally perceive, is a nonsense reality. It's not reality at all. So, my suggestion is just try it. Just try.